News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A controversial new Texas immigration law will be kept on hold. According to a ruling of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel in New Orleans ruled 2-1, denying Texas's request to suspend a lower court ruling which found the Lone Star State's SB 4 unconstitutional. The law would allow Texas state and local officers to arrest people they suspect to be in the country illegally. The Biden administration has sued, claiming the state of Texas has no authority to enforce federal immigration law. Transportation Chief Pete Buttigieg discussing priorities now that recovery is beginning in the wake of the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Reopen the port, deal with the supply chain implications until the port does reopen, rebuild the bridge, and deal with the surface transportation implications until the bridge is rebuilt.
Six people are presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the bridge early Tuesday morning. The NTSB says the cargo ship that hit the bridge was carrying toxic chemical materials. A longtime U.S. senator from Connecticut has died.
Longtime former Connecticut Senator Democrat Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. His family says he passed away as the result of a fall. Lieberman, the first Jewish American nominated to a major party's presidential ticket as Al Gore's running mate back in the year 2000.
There are some people who might actually call Al's selection of me an act of chutzpah. To be honored to be a major party candidate for the vice presidency.
USA's Laura Winters, a West Point cadet, dead in Florida. Now police investigations underway. Officers say 21-year-old Haven Morris of California was reported missing in Fort Lauderdale Saturday night. Divers found his body in a local waterway 2 days later. Initially, police said it appeared to be an accidental drowning, but an investigation continues. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The White House is announcing the rescheduling of a key meeting with Israeli officials in Washington. USA's John Schaefer.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has consented to move forward with discussions regarding a potential military operation in southern Gaza. Earlier this week, Israel had called off the delegation after the U.S. supported a U.N. Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
As the new California minimum wage approaches $20 per hour, major restaurants are preparing to adjust. Some plan to raise menu prices, shifting labor costs to consumers, while others will increase reliance on technology like fry robots and self-serve kiosks. McDonald's, Taco Bell, and similar chains are already emphasizing app-based pre-orders. The wage hike, recently approved by the legislature, signed by the governor of California, aims to provide a vital cost of living increase for about 700,000 fast food workers in the state. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wastes no time calling out targets for criticism as he seeks the presidency on a rogue third-party run. Kennedy announced his VP pick, wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan, this week, having this to say about some of the things they both agree on.
That the defense agencies work for the military-industrial complex. That health agencies work for Big Pharma. That the USDA works for Big Ag and the processed food cartels.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.